Scrum. Now, one day, our project manager came into work and she said that over the weekend, she'd heard about this agile framework known as Scrum, and it sounded like it could be the answer to all our problems. Now, we'd have 2-week iterations, not 6 months worth of documented requirements. We'd have a Scrum Master, a product owner, and a development team, and a backlog, sprint planning, sprint reviews, and sprint retrospectives. Overnight, I was made the interim product owner, just until they found someone who actually knew what they were doing, and my weapon of choice became Google. As an aside, we did have one developer in the team who'd used Scrum before, and I did go on to marry him, but I don't think it was just because of his knowledge of agile frameworks. So, was it an overnight success? No. But so began my curiosity about an approach that just sounded better. Agile knowledge, 1%. So by now, I'd had a number of different roles, from sales to account management, customer services, and marketing, and I felt that the only one that really got to the guts of customer problems was being a product owner. I'd moved on from the startup by now, and having been made redundant in my job as an online community manager, I took the plunge. My husband and I moved to London, and I started to read everything I could get my hands on about product management. I became a certified Scrum product owner, and I began the process of persuading businesses to let me try my hand at being a product owner, something that always seems to require 3 years of experience. I can still remember the room for my interview as a product owner, those bar stools that made my interview shoe and dress combo decidedly awkward. I also remember the lovely interviewers and two of the questions that they asked me. Why had I taken a qualification to become a product owner, and what was my favourite product? So I explained a bit to them about how I wanted to learn what the rules were before I went about breaking them.